40 degrees, so the temp climbing. We started at 37, so up 3. I don't know, Jason. Jason Kansas, start best 5 minutes of the day. My hot air apparently has warmed up the temp 3 degrees in 15 minutes.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Way to bring it up.
Yeah, good thanks. All right. Well, it is, the nip is in the air a little bit more, but that's to your liking.
It is. You know, I had gone to Interstate State Park yesterday and spent quite a while hiking, and I had to wear a jacket, which was kind of nice. And it wasn't so much the air temperature, but the wind kind of pulling through really made it cool, and I loved it. I was there for it.
Well, when I saw your picture in the afternoon, I'm like, I thought your off day was tomorrow.
I'm off today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know how to celebrate your birthday.
I do, yeah. Exactly.
But look at
why not, right?
Look at the recent parks you've been to. Hoffman Hills.
Yep.
And where was the other one you went to?
Brunei Island.
At Brunei Island. You're just...
I went to Coon Forks.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of different places. I'm not nearly as wide-ranging as my daughter and son-in-law are. They travel all over the state to go to different state parks. And have been to, I think, one or two national parks as well. So,
but you know what? I mean, it's just... you've had 2024 has been a year of transformation for you. I mean, you know, not only the surgery and the incredible weight loss, more than 100 pounds. I don't know what it's at right now.
Yeah, 111.
111 pounds. Yep. But I mean, just this, this was not something you were doing, not even close before.
Well, it was interesting because I went last year on my birthday. I went to Interstate and we walked around a little bit, and I walked a lot more yesterday and thought I could not have done this. Last year at this point. And so it was very encouraging to me to be able to get out and put on several miles and a pretty steep climb at one point. And so it was fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, day 3 of early voting and 12 days before your last chance to vote. I think that's a good way. Now that we have early voting for 2 weeks, and it's a good way to just call it your last chance November 5th. But I don't know. We play Brennan Manning every morning before 6 o'clock here when I'm on the air, and even when I think I've even convinced my subs to play it. But you had a quote from Brennan Manning that were thinking of yesterday.
Yeah, it's the greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips and go out the door and deny him by their lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable. And it was, of course, made famous by a DC Talk song many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was just struck by that yesterday. You know, when we talk about the love of God and then we don't, when we talk about the grace of God and then we're anything but gracious, it's no wonder people want nothing to do with Jesus.
Well, I think that is the age-old problem. I mean, Gandhi said, I like your Jesus, it's your Christians I have a problem with.
Right.
And on and on. The book Unchristian talked about all the different ways Christians were perceived. And then, I mean, do we take David Kinnaman's book there? I mean, do we take that to heart? Even Prodigal God by Tim Keller,
right,
which I referenced when my wife and I spoke at that Jesus Fit outreach last Thursday night. But just that idea of, you know, taking the story of the two lost sons from Luke 15, and people want to experience, they desire to experience that loving father or Jesus, and they get the self-righteous older brother.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think sometimes people will say, well, the reason that it's happening is because we're told we'll be persecuted, but we're not told we're going to be persecuted for being jerks, right? I mean, it's the message itself, not the manner in which we carry it. We're supposed to carry it with love and grace and understanding and compassion, and often we don't, and it would be better if we would take an inside look on that.
What is the DC Talk song, do you know, that has...
I think it's What If I Stumble.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll have to play that sometime this morning here on WWIB. But, well, as we wrap up this lighthearted segment, we've got Matthew 25:41-46. At least you read the scripture today, so...
Sure, that says, then the king will turn to those on the left and say, away with you, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me a drink. I was a stranger and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked and you didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison and you didn't visit me. Then they will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and not help you? And he will answer, I tell you the truth. When you refuse to help the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you are refusing to help me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life.
Hmm. Give me a final thought.
Yeah, I mean, that ties into what we're saying, right? I mean, it's this idea of we give lip service to what Jesus tells us, and then we don't actually do it. That has eternal consequences.
Yeah.
And so to be drawn back into who is my neighbor, how am I loving the downtrodden, how am I caring for those who mm-hmm. are the most despised in society.
There we go. Galatians 5:6, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Thank you, friend.
Amen. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, so Pastor Appreciation Month, and a lot of times we try to take a day to talk about this, pay tribute, and we got about 100 minutes left to do it in this show.
Yeah, so again, 715-396-1670. I think Bob from Rice Lake just left us a voicemail. We would love to hear from you as well. What's something you love and appreciate about your pastor, someone on the pastoral staff at your church during Pastor Appreciation Month? Again, 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail. We have some feedback in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page when we said, hey, what do you appreciate most about your pastor? Kaya says, authentic. Adam says, his excitement to preach about the Word of God. He's so good at breaking the Bible verses down and explaining them. And Kristen mentioned her pastor's kindness as well.
Mm-hmm. And then, we can kind of lead by example here. I go to Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire. Three pastors on the team there. The lead pastor, Travis Albrecht, he's had to deal with some health challenges in the last year, but he's continued to do it. And you just realize so much on their plate. I mean, preaching, counseling, guiding, and I don't know, he's a great servant. And I'll just tell you, last night, he was leading a small group. I had a men's small group, and we got a new popcorn popper at church, and there were about 10 bags of popcorn there ready to go for our guys, trying it out.
Wow.
So anyhow, he's a real servant leader. And also, Nate Obwan is a preaching pastor and does more with the ministry teams, and a great speaker and leader. And he and his wife, Rachel, have recently adopted little Daniel from Haiti, and so it's been great getting to know Nate over these last couple of years, deepen our friendship. And finally, Matt Peters is the newest on board with the youth group and discipleship. And we share a love for the Lord and sports. He's a huge Brewers fan. So anyhow, love our pastoral team.
So I've probably made it known before that I'm a pastor's kid. So again, I could go on and on. But I think what sticks out to me about my dad is the word faithfulness. My dad has been a pastor at Providence Church in Rice Lake, the same little church in Rice Lake, for my entire life, basically, since I was very, very young. What was I, about one when we moved up to Rice Lake? And he has stayed there. And again, ebbs and flows. Again, it's not a big church. Sometimes it's been really small. Sometimes it's grown a little bit more. Finances have come and gone. Some people have come and gone. A lot of different things. But again, my dad has just been so faithful in shepherding the flock, preaching the word, being devoted, again, to his church, but being devoted first to his wife, to my mom, being devoted to us, his family first, and then his flock, and always putting others above himself. And so faithfulness, to his Savior first of all, then to his family, then to his flock, is what I see in my dad. And it's an incredible example to me. And I love you, Dad, and I'm so thankful for my dad, who also is my pastor. I continue to learn lessons all the time from him. So very grateful again for the faithfulness in his ministry.
You described your dad as faithful. Another faithful brother in the Lord is our friend Bob in Rice Lake.
Morning, WWIB listening family. We have three amazing pastors at Maranatha here in Rice Lake. Pastor Cody leads is our lead pastor of over 10 years. He helps so much with the, he's a police chaplain plus an amazing shepherd of our flock. We've got Pastor Tony. He has been our youth pastor for over 12 years. Just an amazing amount of energy and a heart for the gospel, for the youth. Just a wonderful friend and just amazing minister of the gospel as well. And Pastor Aaron, I think he's been there close to 4 to 5 years. He's our children's pastor. And I've had an opportunity to get to know all three of these really well, and they are ministers of the gospel as well as shepherding all generations for Christ. And we are so blessed in Clergy Appreciation Month as well, and we have an amazing elder board as well, and our secretaries, Carmen and Stacy, as well as amazing custodian that keeps the huge facility cleaned up all the time. Our main secretary, Carmen, has been there over, it's going to be going on 22 years as she's going to be moving out. We got a retirement party going on for her this weekend, but just an amazing heart for that staff, that the staff that for Carmen, as well as the staff that leads our those that come through, the many, many people that come through the office and through the church. But we're so blessed with all of these, and so grateful that we have an opportunity to have a shout out for them. It should be every day instead of once a month, but we do appreciate them so much. God bless.
That is how it's done, Caleb.
Wow, there you go. Thank you so much, Bob.
John Fields, every Sunday morning I listen to Pastor Randy Phillips from the Life Family Church. Very good sermonette he gives, and what I notice about him is the heart of forgiveness. And I like to mention that. That's Pastor Randy Phillips. Thank you.
Morning, WWIB family. Mark Caleb, Aaron Lubner here, just giving a shout out for our pastors at Peace Church, Pastor Mark, Pastor David, and our new lead pastor, Pastor Ethan Lumen. So thank you for all you guys do in our church. We appreciate your messages to our congregation and our youth, and just are really grateful to have you. Have a great day.
Hello, I'd like to give a shout out to Rock Ministries in Central Wisconsin, to Pastor Ron Walters and the whole ministry team for the great work in preaching the truth.
For this month of Pastor Appreciation, I would like to put a shout out to all the pastors' wives and how much we appreciate them for standing alongside their men of God and also comforting us women in the ministry. This is Michelle from Phillips. Love you.
Still welcome more of your pastor comments, Pastor Appreciation Day, between now and 9, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB.
Yes, 715-396-1670. Again, what's something you love and appreciate about your pastor? We would love to hear from as many of you as possible, 715-396-1670. Maybe here's something you can give your pastor, because we have a list of the most popular candies. And I think I agree with some of this list,
yeah.
Not necessarily all of it.
I resonate with you. Okay, let's go from 10 to 1. Number 10, apparently, 2024 survey. Butterfingers. Those are good.
Butterfingers are delicious. Now, I would maybe say they could be a little bit higher on this list, but again, as long as they make the top 10,
yeah.
Satisfied with that. So again, we've got the top 10 candies here. Number 9 is Hershey's Mini Bars. Huh. So again, a Hershey's Bar is classic, delicious, but the Hershey's Minis.
Number 8 is Hershey Kisses. So Hershey's doing all right.
Okay, solid. Number 7 is candy corn. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I may have been in the camp before that's kind of dissed candy corn.
Yes, you have been.
I have to say I have done a little bit of an about face because my wife got some. I think Cooper likes it. And I tried some. And I said, you know what? This is not half bad.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would put it in the top 10. But it is actually quite good, so I apologize.
You can mix it with salty, too.
Yeah. So candy corn, you know what? I'm sorry that I've dissed you. Candy corn, you are good.
Caleb, apology accepted. Number 6, I wonder about. It's hot tamales.
I would not put it anywhere.
It's like a licorice, right?
Again, I would not put that anywhere near my top 10.
I know.
Not even close. I mean, when you've got the chocolate options, no way is hot tamales getting up there.
Can I just complain? Like, I'm just going to say right now, Mounds Bars or Almond Joy is not in here, and I think it belongs. What's number 5?
Number 5, again, most popular candies is Starburst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. And look, I'm going to lean into the chocolate probably, so I would put all the different candy bars probably in these top 10. But Starburst is delicious. Do you have a favorite color of Starburst?
No.
I think probably the pink ones are my favorite.
All right. Number 4 is Skittles. That's people do like Skittles.
Okay. 3 my kids would probably agree with.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids are number 3 in most popular candies. They're fine.
Mm.
They're okay.
Not a fan.
But I would not put them, again, in my top 10. I'm sorry, not in the top 10. There are so many things left off this list.
Yeah, you and I see eye to eye on candy as well as music. Number two, we both love and maybe wonder why it's not number one, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups could easily be number one, but it is getting good respect here being number two in this list of best candies top 10. Number one, most popular candy is?
M&M's.
M&M's, can they be peanut butter M&M's?
Yeah.
Because then I would feel a little bit better about Reese's getting the number two slot. But M&M's, solid.
That's the thing with Reese's, though. They've added, like, the pretzel flavored. Oh, that is just so good.
They have so many varieties of Reese's now, too. Taking a good thing and making it even better, too. But, yeah, M&M's, solid choice. Very solid choice. I do think there are some notables missing from this list. I'm way too passionate about candy.
Oh, boy. You could be a commentator on the Candy Channel.
Again, we're asking for your encouragement for pastors at Pastoral Appreciation Month, Clergy Appreciation Month, 715-396-1673-96-1670. Would you leave a voicemail? What's something you love and appreciate about your pastor? And there's so many encouraging things that you can say to your pastor as well, too, to do this not only on the air here on WWIB, but also in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, we've heard from several guys this morning, and I know the ladies are out there. Don't be shy. What do you appreciate about your pastor? We'd love to hear it in your own voice. It doesn't need to be long. 715-396-1670.
And here's some things, Halvo, some encouragement. I found this list, again, just kind of Googling, but some things that you can say to encourage your pastor. This is a guy named Joel McKeever who is looking for some feedback, and so people sent him responses and pastors said, hey, these are some of the most encouraging things that people have said. So how about saying, I'm praying for you? He said this was overwhelmingly the consensus for the number one encouragement for any preacher, but don't say it to your pastor if you're not doing it. Don't just say, I'll pray for you, Pat. But think about that. So many times don't we bring our prayer requests to those who are shepherding these flocks, but do we ever ask them how we can pray for them and follow up on it?
Yeah.
Another big thing was to tell your pastor, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't every minister know that they're loved? So many times I think it's easy for us as congregants, right, to want to take from them, and we don't mean to, but it's just like, hey, could you do this? Could you pray for this? Could you minister to this person? But what about letting them know that they're loved and cared about in return? So again, just a lot of things that we can do at thanking pastors. And that's kind of what we're trying to do today, Halvo, is just giving them some encouragement, some appreciation, and thanking them for the sermon, thanking them for the positive impact that they're having in the church and the community, letting them know that you see the sacrifices that they make and that you acknowledge them, thanking them for their dedication and their years of service. There's just so many things I think that we can do if we would take a little bit more notice. And sometimes maybe that's shifting the focus away from ourselves to others. I mean, Scripture talks about the one another's again and again and again. Let's not forget our pastors as well, too. And I think there can be a lot of loneliness in that position, feeling like I have to care for everyone else, but who's caring for me? Mm-hmm. And so, again, I know I'm kind of taking it, but as a pastor's kid, I see this. It's very personal to me. And so, again, this day that we're taking here on the WIB Wake Up Show means a lot to me. And so I'd love to hear from more of you, if possible, at 715-396-1670. What's something you love and appreciate about your pastor? Because I think it's so, so important that those pastors know that.
WWIB, 10 before 9 and 43 degrees. And Again, we've talked about paying tribute to pastors, the men and women who shepherd the flocks in western Wisconsin. Thank you. We've tried to pay tribute some this morning. And there might be Sundays, maybe a lot of Sundays, you'd like to skip work, but you can't. But we've got a list of a handful of ridiculous excuses that real excuses people have given for skipping work.
It's one of those things where someone, the HR person or the boss, whoever it is, when they got that excuse, it's, I better write this down or post this on the internet somewhere. So, real but ridiculous excuses for skipping work. One person said, I just put a casserole in the oven. Not going to be in today.
Wow. Somebody else said, my plastic surgery needed some tweaking to get it just right.
That's why I can't show up. Another person said, I was sitting in the bathroom and my feet and legs fell asleep. When I stood up, I fell and broke my wrist. Wow. That actually sounds plausible. Ow.
The crazy things that can happen. Seriously, Caleb, this is an aside. Yesterday, I go home during the middle of the day. My wife's been gone at Shell Lake all week. To walk the dogs. They're very excited to see me. Wesley, our miniature poodle's jumping up on me. I pet him. I get up and I bang my head on some of the wooden structure in our living room, dining room. So you just never know. That's what this bump is on the side of my forehead.
Ow.
Here's another real excuse. Somebody actually said, I was at the casino all weekend and still had money left to play on Monday morning, so I'm not going to be in today.
Yeah, just got different priorities. Real but ridiculous excuses for skipping work here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Somebody says, got to give him credit for honesty. I woke up in a good mood and didn't want to ruin it. So
wow.
That's why I'm not coming to work.
This is hard to believe. Somebody else says, I caught my uniform on fire by putting it in the microwave to dry.
The microwave.
So I won't be in today.
And final, real but ridiculous excuse for skipping work. Someone actually said this. I accidentally got on a plane.
What?
It was an accident, yeah. But I'm in Aruba.
I am
sorry.
So sorry.
Did not mean for that to happen.